AM 245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Israeli Defense Forces say two hostages rescued from Gaza are alive and in good medical condition. The hostages were rappelled down from the second floor balcony by commandos. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says dozens were killed by Israeli airstrikes in Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians are now sheltering. Outrage over comments made by former President Trump at a rally on Saturday. He said if a NATO ally had not contributed enough money, he would encourage Russia to do whatever it wanted to that country. New York City will move to remote learning tomorrow with a winter storm expected.
Long gone are the days of just a snow day and everybody just has off. So we're going to have a big snowstorm, most likely, but our students, we expect for them to be fully engaged.
The school's Chancellor David Banks, West Virginia lawmakers are considering a bill that would ban smoking in cars when children are riding in them. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers may pass Governor Evers' bill to redraw Wisconsin's legislative district boundaries before wrapping up their work for the spring. Evers tells WISN-TV's Upfront that if they do, he will sign it.
I have great doubts that that could happen. But if my maps are approved by the legislature, of course I'd sign them.
Observers say Evers' map is better for Republicans than any version that may come out of the state Supreme Court. Congressman Mike Gallagher says the backlash over his vote not to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has nothing to do with his decision not to run for re-election. And Gallagher denies being pushed out by party leaders. Conservative Republicans criticized Gallagher swiftly and harshly for his Mayorkas vote. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Law enforcement authorities are searching for a suspect involved in an armed robbery on Sunday. According to the Duluth Police Department, officers responded to the 1300 block of East 9th Street at around 7 p.m. on Sunday for reports of an armed robbery. Officials say nobody was injured in the robbery and an undisclosed amount of money was taken by the suspect. By the time authorities reached the scene, the suspect had already fled. The incident remains an active investigation as they track down the suspect. St. Louis County will be receiving federal relief money to repair damages from a late September storm. The storm caused flash flooding in the Duluth area after 2 days of heavy rainfall, causing damage to parks, bridges, and the Hartley Nature Center. Officials estimate that the storm caused about $1.5 million worth of damage across the county. Under the state's disaster program, the county has a 75% reimbursement rate for eligible expenses. An exact dollar amount for the relief has not been announced. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me, I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, it's such a, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy, mild, and breezy. As high temperatures hit the mid-30s, it'll be feeling a little cooler, but still above average. We hang on to the warmth through midweek, but then a storm system strikes, bringing a wintry mix and dragging in much cooler temperatures behind it for the weekend. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome into a special hour 3 of the big show, at least for a couple of weeks. More details on this time slot coming soon, but we are happy to fill it for the next 2 weeks or so. It is Monday, February 12th, 2024. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you?
Doing well. And, you know, I took a little bathroom break in between the hours.
Yes.
And I was thinking while I was out there, and I remembered what my favorite Super Bowl ad was.
Yes. What is it?
So there was one for the Google Pixel phone, the new phone that they have. And the whole, it starts off, the screen's really blurry. Mm-hmm. And there's someone trying to take a picture. And you can hear a voice and it says, two faces in the frame or something like that. And then they take a picture, and then you see
the picture.
It's somebody who is legally blind taking pictures, and their phone is helping them out. And I thought that accessibility feature was awesome.
Yeah.
Also, the way it looked, like, maybe I'm legally blind, because that's what I see when I take off my glasses.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It's
great. There's so many great devices now for cell phones and personal devices to help folks with visual or hearing
I thought that was
challenges.
Cool.
So, yeah, it was... it was super cool. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Super Bowl ads. Also giving a nod here to what happened over the weekend. Donald Trump is at it again, and he has a plan, or at least that's what he's calling it, to deport millions of people from the United States. It seems a bit aggressive to me. And again, we're getting to this point where it's going to be show me your papers pretty soon if Trump were elected to a second term. Going to talk about that. Also a little time on what's happening in the courts, and also news from Green Bay over the weekend. Talk about a way to really bury a story. Saturday afternoon, the day before the Super Bowl, Republican from Green Bay area, Mike Gallagher, congressman from the 8th, announced he is not running for re-election. Republicans are already lining up to take a seat, as are Democrats. Could the 8th be flipped? We shall see. Phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Speaking of Green Bay, we go up to Lambeau Field City. Steven in Green Bay, give us a take on your favorite Super Bowl ad. And also, what do you think of Gallagher saying he's not going to run again?
First, I'll take the Gallagher issue. Honestly, I saw it over the weekend. It almost seems like big news stories get dropped when something equally as big is going on, and they don't think people are paying attention to the news. Because this weekend, it was just like a news dump between Saturday and Sunday of news.
Right.
With that being said, good. I mean, when he went into office, he said he wasn't going to be a career politician. I think we can both agree that he was, and I'm glad that he finally is doing what he said he was going to do and step down. and let someone with new, fresh ideas have a crack at the seat.
Well, but
now,
I mean,
with
to be,
that being said, I'm not sure.
To be fair, I just want to interject for a second, Stephen. To be fair, what, he served 4 terms, 8 years? Is that right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, my former boss, Scott Klug, he made the same pledge. He wouldn't be a career politician, so he wouldn't serve any more than 12 years. He served 8, same as Gallagher, and he stepped down. So, I mean, I think I have to give credit where credit's due. I think Gallagher keeping that pledge, I mean, I don't call 8 years, especially in congressional terms, a career politician. I mean, I think you got to be there, you know, at least 12, if not 16 plus, which many are, by the way.
Yeah. With that being said, like I said, it opens up the seat for, you know, someone else with new ideas to, you know, take a crack at it. As far as the Super Bowl ad, there was a couple. As far as Temu is concerned, my wife actually used to order from Temu. And
really?
It's actually made in China in sweatshops, the stuff that they sell. That's why they can sell it for so cheap.
There you go.
So my wife told me that. And then the ad that I liked the most was the Super Bowl ad where all those football players were in their attire, the Eagles, the Ravens, and the Seahawks, and they were flying through the sky like birds. I thought that was absolutely hilarious. You may not know this, but I'm also a Seahawks fan as well as a Packers fan, and my wife always gives me guff because she said, Seahawks aren't even birds. And so when they showed that ad, I was like,
yes, they are.
They're flying through the sky.
Seahawks are birds? Come on now.
There's no such thing as a Seahawk.
Well, seagull, Seahawk, fine, whatever.
Well, it's not the same?
Well, it's not. Do we really have to go down? I'm with Steven on this. I'm fine. I mean, it looks like a bird. It walks like a bird. It's a bird.
Well, it's not that it walks like a bird or looks like a bird. It's that there's no such bird as a Seahawk.
Steven, have you been to a Seahawks game? Have you been to Seattle to their stadium?
No, but that is a dream of mine to make it there someday. And just a little bit of a history lesson. It's going to be a quick one. The Seattle Seahawk logo itself is actually from a local tribe in the Seattle area that has a similar logo as theirs, and the tribe actually granted them permission to use that as the bird on their helmets. So.
Well, that's cool. I've been to the stadium. It's spectacular. You should really get out there someday. Yeah, it's fantastic.
I will do that.
All right, Stephen, thanks for the call. Always appreciate it. Stephen from Green Bay listening on WGBW, the talk of Green Bay across Civic Media, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you want to weigh in on Super Bowl ads or on the news over the weekend, that Republican Mike Gallagher, member of Congress from Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District, said he's not running. And it's a fairly short statement here. I'm going to read this. I think it's important to hear directly. Well, we're not hearing directly from the congressman, but his words. He said, quote, 8 years ago, when I first ran for Congress, I promised to treat my time in office as a high-intensity deployment. Through my bipartisan work on the Armed Services and Intelligence Committee, chairing the Cyberspace Solarium Commission, and chairing the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, we've accomplished more on this deployment than I could have ever imagined. But the framers intended citizens to serve in Congress for a season and then return to their private lives. Electoral politics was never supposed to be a career. And trust me, Congress is no place to grow old. And so with a heavy heart, I have decided not to run for re-election. Thank you to the good people of Northeast Wisconsin for the honor of a lifetime. 4 terms serving you has strengthened my conviction that America is the greatest country in the history of the world. And though my title may change, my mission will always remain the same, deter America's enemies and defend the Constitution, unquote. The statement from Mike Gallagher, congressman from Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District, Republican from the Green Bay area. Now, look, again, I'm not saying I agree with every vote he ever took, but I'll give him credit for this. Number one, he walked away when he could have easily been reelected, most likely, in a very, very red district, despite several notable people thinking about running against him on the Democratic side. Chances are Mike Gallagher would have won re-election. He chose to step away when he probably could have won. After 8 years, 4 terms, that's a pretty short congressional career, particularly in today's world. So I'll give him credit for that. And the fact that he did work in a bipartisan manner, particularly with Democrats, on this commission on the Chinese Communist Party. Found a lot of agreement there. And we talk a lot about what the two parties and what politicians disagree on. I think it's important to at least raise up the fact that on this subcommittee, Republicans and Democrats were able to work together and actually get some things done. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to beautiful Appleton, Cindy in the Fox Valley. Cindy, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Well, I'm kind of glad that Gallagher's leaving. I don't really have a whole lot of use for him, to be honest with you. I guess he did a few good things, but not enough in my mind. But the thing is, now they're going to regurgitate Roger Roth, like they regurgitated Kelly. So I'm like, really? You can't come up with anybody better?
Well, I mean, this is very interesting because Roth, it was a former state senator who ran with Michaels as lieutenant governor while Michaels running governor, lost, of course, spectacularly. And now Roger Roth is trying to make a comeback. Remember, I believe it was his uncle. Somebody can correct me, but it was a relative, Toby Roth, who held that seat for years. I mean, like 25, 30 years or more. And so Roth, the younger Roth, is running a lot on his older relative's name.
Yeah, but Toby did something. Roger never did anything. He was totally worthless.
Exactly. That's my point. That's why I said earlier that Toby Roth was from a different time, where he actually was pragmatic and worked across the aisle to get things done. My guess is that Roger Roth would not vote for many of the things that Toby Roth voted for when he was in Congress.
No, not at all.
So that's really interesting. And also there's this young kid who grew up in Ripon and now is a big Trumper down in Florida. And he is seriously considering coming back to the 8th Congressional District and run and he could get it. He could get it. I'm going to find the name here. I'll pass it on. But this kid could get it. And I think that if Republicans, the MAGA Republicans, the MAGA Republicans nominate this kid, here it is, Alex Bruesewitz, Bruesewitz. Alex Bruesewitz, he is a sucker upper to the Trumpster. I think Trump could endorse him. I think he could be the nominee. And I think Democrats actually might have a real shot at that district if this Alex Bruesewitz kid is the nominee. So we'll see. We'll see, Cindy, but very interesting indeed. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Greg, listening on the Shaw down in Waukesha, WAUK. Greg, you wanted to give us your favorite Super Bowl ad. Go for it.
Yes, Todd. First of all, I want to say you're very reasonable in your commentary. I'm more probably moderate on the political spectrum, but I do appreciate your reasonableness. And my favorite Super Bowl ad, I am blind, totally blind from birth, but I do watch you guys on YouTube. Yes, I use those terms. I'm totally blind, and I do view you guys on YouTube. The only thing I can see is light and dark. I appreciated the Google Pixel commercial because it was very, I don't know if you saw that one where he was putting people in the photo and he had the baby and it showed three people.
Yes.
You may have missed it, but it's out on YouTube. And I appreciated that from educational.
Greg, I don't mean to interrupt. Could you stick around for 1 minute on the other side? Because I have a really important question I want to ask. All right, Greg's going to stick around from Waukesha. You come back as well. Going to do a little business. Come on back talking Super Bowl ads, politics, and anything else on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
For many people with blindness or low vision, there hasn't always been an easy way to capture daily life.
One face cropped. Move your phone down. One face in frame. Hold for photo.
Dinner for one.
Hello.
One face and one head in frame.
Look who's here.
Two faces in frame.
Welcome back to the Tellable Show. That is a clip from this ad that we're talking to Greg from Waukesha, WAUK, the Shaw down in southeast Wisconsin. Good job, Mr. Zomers. That was an actual cut from the ad that Greg was talking about before the show. Greg, thanks for holding around, talking about Super Bowl ads. And you mentioned this ad specifically as someone who's been legally blind since birth.
Yes. Yes, that's correct. So I just, I have become involved with the American Council of the Blind. And there is a statewide chapter in Wisconsin, by the way. And one of the big thing American Council of the Blind is passionate about, and I have become very passionate about, is audio description for things. So to have this as a part of cell phones, smartphones, is really, really good. It describes to you how many people are actually in the picture. I don't have a Google Pixel phone myself. I have an iPhone, but iPhone has some of the same features. I just really appreciate when it's educational, when kind of misconceptions are thrown out the window, and because, you know, there's been a lot of portrayals of people who are blind or visually impaired over the years, Todd, and and you and I know entertainment, Hollywood sometimes gets it wrong, but this is an area where Google and the commercial was filmed, by the way, by a blind director.
Oh, wow.
The director of the commercial was blind. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool.
It was super cool. I so appreciate this call, Greg. I want to ask you about this because literally my sister and I were talking about this last night, because after the Super Bowl ended, there's a new CBS series, I think called Tracker, that came on. And now my sister and brother-in-law claim they didn't do anything to their television or the remote, but you mentioned that you were quote-unquote watching as a blind person the Super Bowl, the ads last night. And if people wonder, well, how can that happen? I'm going to try to play this off my phone, and we're going to play it maybe 10, 15 seconds of this, see if people can hear it. This is how the TV started describing the action on the CBS show Tracker last night. Well, let's try this again. Well, it's not working. Of course, now we'll try. Here we go. Try again. So there you go. That's just a clip for people. Hopefully you can hear at least part of that. But there's actually a narrator that narrates what we as people who have visual.
Driver.
Yeah. And I think this is spectacular. I didn't really even know this existed, but it just started on my sister's TV last night. She goes, we didn't do anything. How do I stop this? I said, I think it's pretty cool. She teaches American Sign Language, and she says, yeah, I think it's cool. But she said, I don't know how to get rid of it.
But yeah, there are actually audio awards for good audio description, Todd. And so there's like an audio describer of the year and a whole through the American Council of the Blind. There's a whole audio description project that they work on audio description for movies, audio description for live theater.
Wow.
That kind of thing. So, yeah.
That's just amazing. And I appreciate you calling in and talking about this because until last night, I'm not sure I knew that existed. And it's great to talk to somebody who uses it and relies on it every day. And again, it's through technology, right, that we're making more content available to a wider and more diverse population of folks.
Yes. And can I also just suggest one more thing?
Sure.
When people post pictures on social media and even your network, can I suggest the alt text feature? There is a feature a lot of times that allows people to post text in photos using alt or even in videos, like what's happening in the video using alt, something called alt text. So,
okay.
People can look into that, and I always like to inform people because if people are not informed, that's one misconception.
Mr. Zomers has written it down. Alt text. We'll pass that on to our technology people.
I know that's something at least on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, and that is a good point. Something that we should be doing.
Yeah. Greg, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Thanks for your listenership as well. Have a great day down there in Waukesha.
Thanks, Todd.
Yep, our pleasure. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Look at that, Mr. Zomers. Talk about Super Bowl ads and we walk away learning something.
Yeah. And like I had said, I think that was my favorite ad. And I also really appreciate how now in the Super Bowl, they introduce the signers.
Right.
They're like, now here's the official signer for this and whatever, and but make a bigger thing out of it.
But my sister, who teaches American Sign Language, was a little salty because, yes, they did that.
Then they didn't show them.
But then they didn't show them because there was a separate channel for ASL for the entire game. So it's like you have to go, again, it's kind of like separating people, you know, hearing impaired people. Like they literally had to watch a different broadcast than everyone else to see the signers.
Yeah, so I think is stupid.
I think that was a bad mistake.
I think the way like the White House does it is perfect, where it's just on all of their broadcasts in the bottom corner, there's the signer.
Right. So, but hey, little by little, we'll get there. We'll get there poco a poco, as they say in Spanish. Again, just to wrap up these thoughts on he's still there. Congressman Mike Gallagher, Republican from the Green Bay area from the 8th District, announcing he is going to not run for re-election. We'll see, right? We'll see who decides to step up and run for his seat. Story of the AP today by the wonderful Scott Bauer, talking about the surprise announcement. Says just hours after Gallagher announced his retirement, former state senator Roger Roth of Appleton announced his candidacy Saturday and, of course, endorsed Donald Trump at the same time, something he did not do in 2022 when he ran for lieutenant governor. The district Gallagher represents is firmly Republican. Seen as a rising star of the party, the 39-year-old Gallagher sometimes found himself at odds both with former President Trump and his supporters, most recently over the vote for Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security. So we'll see. As again, Roth is going to be kind of the early favorite on this. But this kid I'm talking about, this Brusewitz kid, he's going to come for him. Hear this story by Scott Bauer. Trump ally and Republican consultant Alec Brusewitz, who said Gallagher, quote, betrayed the Republican Party and the American people with his vote decided by Mayorkas, is considering a run. He posted on Twitter over the weekend saying, looking forward to, quote, spreading the MAGA message to the patriots in the Oconto GOP. Fasten your seatbelts, people in the 8th up in Green Bay. The MAGA folks are going to invade. Trumpster is on his way. We're on our way back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wisconsin's getting ready to be the center of the culinary world's attention with the introduction of this season's Top Chef. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday.
Top Chef is back.
Come down. Woo.
We've gathered rising star chefs from across the country here to Wisconsin.
I need dairy.
Wisconsin!
There's something Wisconsinites can't live without.
Cheese!
Cheese Fest 2023.
Too much cheese.
Get out of Wisconsin.
That's the trailer for the upcoming brand new season of Top Chef on Bravo Network. This is season 21, and we'll focus in on all things Wisconsin, featuring Wisconsin's award-winning cheesemakers, as well as Door County cherries and Wisconsin cranberries. The premiere begins on Wednesday, March 20th.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodancevet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And several Wisconsin congressmen and senators are now trying to advance legislation that would help beginning farmers in the state. Their policy is called the Farming Forward Program in Wisconsin, and it would help pass family farms on to the next generation by encouraging existing farmers to sell or lease farmland and machinery to beginning farmers and also help beginning farmers with their startup costs. The Farming Forward program is based on other states' legislation, including a successful program in Minnesota as well as Iowa, and they've also been working with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the Wisconsin Department of Revenue to craft the bill. They are looking for additional sponsors on the Farming Forward program in Wisconsin, designed to try to help the next generation take over that farm. And that's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Monday. Don't forget more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy, mild, and breezy. As high temperatures hit the mid-30s, it'll be feeling a little cooler, but still above average. We hang on to the warmth through midweek, but then a storm system strikes, bringing a wintry mix and dragging in much cooler temperatures behind it for the weekend. Right now, it's 30.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to hour number three of the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes past the hour of 12. Pardon me, I'm used to saying that. 34 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. How about that? On this Monday, February 12th, 2024. Want to put a button on this. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Put a button on this story we talked about here in the first half hour that Republican Mike Gallagher, congressman from the Green Bay area, announced over the weekend he will not seek re-election. And again, I've said, look, I'm not going to say I agreed with everything that he did or stood for, of course, but I'll give him credit that if he actually did work with Democrats on the subcommittee he chaired on China and got some good work done, actually pragmatic person who got some things done. He also voted against Alejandro Mayorkas being impeached, one of, I think, three or four Republicans that did so. And this story from Scott Bauer in the Associated Press, I just want to finish this up for what's ahead, particularly for our listeners in places like Green Bay, Sturgeon Bay, parts of Appleton, over to Shawano, that part of the state. Trump ally and Republican consultant Alex Brusewitz, I don't think related to the former Wisconsin basketball player, but who knows. Brusewitz said that Gallagher, quote, betrayed the Republican Party and the American people with his vote to side with Mayorkas, unquote. He's considering a run. He posted on Twitter over the weekend his support, a letter of support from the chair of the Oconto County Republican Party. So one of the major parties, Oconto County, has already endorsed this guy in the primary and said that he looked forward to, quote, spreading the MAGA message to the patriots in the Oconto GOP, unquote. Brusewitz immediately won the support, get this, fasten your seatbelts, won the support of former Trump campaign consultant Roger Stone. I'm not making this up. Of course, Roger Stone, you know, diddled here in the political waters, met with, Speaker Robin Voss and others trying to overturn the 2020 election. Roger Stone posted on social media that Brusewitz, quote, would have the full support of the MAGA movement, unquote. Now, this guy, Brusewitz, 26, barely eligible to be congressperson, was born in Wisconsin, but he currently lives in Florida. Of course he does. He would have to move back to Wisconsin to run for the seat. Also, State Senator Andre Jacques of DePere also said he was considering running. Other current and former Republican members of the legislature are expected to consider running. And then you got State Senator Andre Jacques, I believe of Southern Door County, if memory serves, but don't quote me on that. Here's a guy, I'm going to tell this story, a cleaned up version. I got to be very careful that I don't violate. It's better when you don't tell it on the radio, but I'll do my best. Andre Jacques. Now, here's a guy who is in the state assembly, and he ran for state senate. He got beat his first time by this guy, Frost, a Democrat. And they couldn't believe it. And Andre Jacques, I mean, he's a rotund man, you know, straight out of central casting. And his brother's kind of a gruff guy as well. And on the night that they lost to the Democrat, and here's the deal. Andre Jacques had co-sponsored a bill in the state legislature to outlaw bestiality with horses. I'm serious. Because apparently, up in the district up there, somewhere in Southern Door County, there was a dude who was getting frisky with his horse. having relations with his horse. And they kept calling the cops. And the cops were like, look, there's actually no law on the books outlawing this. This is a true story. So Andre Jacques authored a bill to outlaw screwing around with your horse. And Voss wouldn't let it have a vote. And so when Jacques got beat by the Democrat for the state Senate, they blamed Robin Voss for not letting that bill get a vote. And his brother came out to the press after he lost. And Jacques' brother said, and I'm cleaning it up for radio here, he pounded the table and he said, if you can't be against screwing around with a horse, what can you be for? So this is the quality of a race you can expect in the 8th congressional race in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I think Robin Voss should campaign next time to get reelected on JRHNBR, which stands for just the right height, no bucket required, which refers to a horse that's just the right height for you to do these acts with. Otherwise, you'd have to stand on an upside down bucket.
Did you, is this a thing? Did you
yes,
know this?
I do not remember at all what it's from, but there was some video that I saw years ago, and that just that acronym stuck with me, JRHNBR.
Somebody texted on the text line, I need a sugar cube.
Yeah, I think we all do now.
That's real. That's real. So here you have, here, this is the quality of Congress, people that Republicans want to run. This Roth guy who lost the lieutenant governor's race, who is running on, we'll have to find out whether it's Toby Roth's nephew or what, some relation.
Yeah,
nephew. Toby Roth was a pragmatic, principled conservative. Got a lot done for Green Bay area, Toby Roth did. Now his nephew wants to run largely on his name. So you got a guy running on somebody's name. You got Brusewitz, who's a 26-year-old punk from Florida who was born here, who has the endorsement of Roger Stone and the MAGA movement, and you got Andre Jacques, whose big claim to fame is authoring bills to outlaw bestiality. There's your cast of characters on the Republican side. The Wisconsin Democratic Party, by the way, said in a statement yesterday that it looked forward to, quote, competing in the 8th and bringing some stability and competence back to the House, unquote. That is well said. Here's a name you might recognize. Democrat Kristen Lierley, a De Pere doctor, previously said she was considering a run against Gallagher. Democrats filed no candidates, or fielded, rather, no candidates in 2022. Dr. Lierley would be an excellent, excellent candidate, in my opinion. We shall see if she does that. Candidates have, by the way, until June 1st. To submit nonpartisan papers in the August 13th primary. It's going to be a very interesting summer indeed up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin. All right, let's go to this from Axios. Donald Trump plans to crack down on immigration, including a range of tools to deport millions of people in the U.S. each year. From obscure laws to military funds to law enforcement officers from all levels of government. Here's why it matters, according to Axios. History tells us such an effort would dramatically disrupt local communities and economies across the U.S. and sow fear among millions of people without legal status. If elected, Trump wants to mobilize ICE, immigration control agents, along with the FBI, the Drug Enforcement Administration, federal prosecutors, and the National Guard, and even state and local law enforcement officers to carry out deportations of undocumented immigrants, according to a source familiar with the plan, probably that idiot Stephen Miller, who's, you know, he's balding like I am, only worse. And instead of just going with it like I do, he actually like used like paint to draw on hair at one point. He's given that up. Trump has long campaigned on anti-immigrant fears, quote, they're poisoning the blood of our country, unquote. He said at a rally last month, a line he repeats often, and of course, a line that we know is right out of Mein Kampf from Hitler, saying that people poison the blood of a country. Fast-track deportations, now reserved for recent crossers encountered near the border, would be expanded to apply to anyone who illegally crossed the border and couldn't prove they've been living in the U.S. for more than 2 years. Trump would curtail the usual multi-step deportation process by using an obscure section of the 1798 Alien and Sedition Act to immediately round up and deport some migrants with criminal histories. The military would build massive sites near the border to hold people awaiting deportation. It could evoke scenes from the 1950s when more than 1 million undocumented Mexican immigrants were deported under President Eisenhower. It was the largest deportation operation in U.S. history. The vast majority of Americans alive today have never seen anything like it. The dollar cost to Trump's plan? Of course, unclear. And there is plenty of skepticism to whether he could pull it off. Here's the thing. As someone who spent a lot of time working on years on immigration issues in the United States Congress for a Republican member of Congress, already the United States Congress does not fund fully the laws that are on the books, including the ability to detain and deport folks who are undocumented. Number two, there is actually a legal process set by law of how you deal with this. You can't just go up and round up people and say, show me your papers. Again, straight out of fascist Germany. I love it. I don't love it. I'm saying that tongue in cheek. But I find it so fascinating when you see online people go to airports and say, look at all these undocumented, all these quote unquote illegals. They're not going up and asking whether they're a citizen or a permanent resident. It's simply because they have brown skin and are sitting in an airport. This is where we're going under a second Trump presidency, if it goes there. We're seeing already in places in Central America like El Salvador, which I know very well. I've been there 39 times over almost 30 years. Current president Nayib Bukele just got reelected by forcefully changing the Constitution. What happened? He set up an app on a phone. Said, if you know a gang member, just text it in. We'll go pick him up. No habeas corpus, no legal rights. We'll just round him up. This is what they're talking about in a second Trump presidency. There will be no trial. There will be no habeas corpus. If you have a brown person living next to you, just text us. We'll stop by and pick him up and get rid of him. It's not the United States of America. It's fascist Germany. We've said on this program before, the amount of funding that this Republican Congress has put forward to actually have the proper number of beds for detention, 34,000. That's it. Republicans like to quote, and Trump likes to say, oh, there's 5 million people coming in a day illegally. We have to follow the law. That's why we have to get rid of Mayorkas, because he's not following the law. Well, guess what? Republicans in Congress aren't funding the ability to actually enforce the existing laws on the books. That's the dirty secret. And how about we ask Wisconsin's ag producers what they think of this? The dirty secret in Wisconsin is, if you would do what Trump is saying, round up every person who's undocumented, the Wisconsin ag industry would collapse. Dairy farming, potato farming, pick your venue, collapse. Migrant workers are key to Wisconsin's ag industry. What's the refrain? Oh, but they're taking our jobs. I went to Westtown Mall. By the way, I went with our friend Scott Klug from the Lost in the Middle podcast. Went to the Marquette basketball game at Fiserv Forum over the weekend. Never been there. Great venue, by the way. Marquette came back and beat St. John's to Rick Pitino. I thought, well, I can't. Klug said I can't wear red, so I went to JCPenney to find a cheap Marquette t-shirt. JCPenney at 10:30 in the morning on Saturday was closed.
What?
Because they can't find enough people to work. There's not a problem of people taking our jobs from other countries. There's a laziness problem against Americans. 844-967-2789. Back after this.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North
Race
News
to
Radio.
Savings on your next project. Right now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting and give your home an updated look. Patriot Lighting provides the largest in-stock selection of interior lighting with over 350 lights priced under $100. Save big money and visit our lighting showroom today or check out all our lighting options on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes away from the hour of 3 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from more national news, weather, and entertainment here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Look forward to that. Hope you stick around for the rest of the afternoon. Want to end today with a subject of Ron Johnson. And we talked a little bit about this in the first hour, about Trump saying over the weekend that he would not defend NATO countries if they didn't meet what he thought should be their fair share of NATO fees. And of course, we read from the actual NATO documents, that it's a suggested number. It's not required. And that most countries are paying their fair share. Some aren't. And they're trying to do better. But the agreement by NATO, and right in the Section 5 of the NATO agreement, that an attack on one is an attack on all. The only time that that's been invoked is after 9/11, when the United States was attacked. Now Trump, having this hypothetical discussion, which he has no proof that ever happened, my guess it never did, says a leader of a big country came up to him and, you know, said, well, if we hadn't paid our dues, would you defend us? Trump said, I'd tell Russia to do, quote, whatever the hell they want, unquote. There is a pattern of MAGA Republicans not standing up for freedom and standing with our allies around the country. None bigger than this example from over the weekend. Mr. Zomers, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it's on WISN, Channel 12 from Milwaukee, the Upfront program.
That's correct.
Thank you very much. Ron Johnson on Ukraine this weekend on Upfront.
So you voted against the standalone foreign aid bill to advance that foreign aid bill. Is there any scenario under which that you would support any Ukraine funding if it has no type of border policy in that bill?
If I saw a clear strategy in how we're going to bring this war to an end, I've been saying this for over a year. And listen, I support the freedom-loving people of Ukraine. I mean, Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. But the fact of the matter is, he's not going to lose this war.
On this specific bill, it seems like you were no at the start of the week.
Right, right.
There he is, Ron Johnson, Republican U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, saying flat up, Vladimir Putin is not going to lose the war with Ukraine.
Well, as it stands, yeah, if you deny them resources.
Right. Imagine how that makes our allies feel around the world. Former President Bill Clinton was interviewed this weekend, saw the interview. You could see the pain on his face. One of our callers brought this up in the first hour. It was under former President Bill Clinton's term, his administration, Bill Clinton himself negotiated this. Ukraine used to have nuclear weapons. All right? And part of the reason that Putin never attacked them before was because they had nuclear weapons. Bill Clinton negotiated it and said, look, and this isn't Todd's supposition or speculation. This is what Clinton said this weekend. That Clinton and the Americans told Ukraine at the time, look, you give up your nuclear weapons and we'll be there to protect you. We have your back. You won't need nuclear weapons because the United States and NATO will have your back. And they said, well, we're not officially part of NATO. Don't worry, we'll get there. For geopolitical reasons, it's not going to happen right away, but we got your back. So the Ukrainians gave up their nuclear weapons. The only actual deterrent they had against Russia. And of course, Vladimir Putin, not one to miss an opportunity, attacked. You could see the pain on President Clinton's face. That without that deterrent of nuclear weapons, Putin knew he had an in to go attack. And also because Ukraine was not part of NATO. And now, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, a member of the United States Senate, doesn't just signal it, doesn't infer it, says straight up, Vladimir Putin is not going to lose. Think how our allies feel. And this is what we've tried to point out over the course of this show today. I just quoted a Democrat. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Zomer. Is that the first time today in 3 hours?
I believe so.
Quoted Democrat Bill Clinton. The entire rest of the show, I've been playing cuts of and quoting Republicans who have said essentially the same thing. They can't believe the current iteration of the Republican Party and their leader, their MAGA leader, Donald Trump, who is bowing down to, Republicans are bowing down to Trump. Trump's bowing down to Vladimir Putin. This isn't Republicanism. On Lincoln's birthday? This isn't the Republican Party of Ronald Wilson Reagan, who called the Soviet Union, then the Soviet Union, now Russia, the evil empire, who stood at the Berlin Wall and said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Scott Walker, former Governor Scott Walker, who now heads up this Young Republicans group and is, doing anything he can to impress Donald Trump because he thinks he's going to be vice president. Derek Van Orten, congressman from the 3rd District of Wisconsin, going to Iowa, campaigning and endorsing Donald Trump. I think we have a very smart audience. You could put these things together for yourself. And it doesn't add up. No political party in America who abandons their allies, whose leader, Republican leader, MAGA leader Trump, invites Putin to attack NATO allies. The Republican leader makes fun of U.S. military personnel, Nikki Haley's husband, from the South Carolina National Guard, deployed in Africa, and attacks him while he's on foreign soil deployed. No party, no leader like that is fit to lead the United States of America. We're better than that. And I think most of our listeners understand that. Abraham Lincoln, famous for saying, I believe in the people. If given the facts, they can get to the truth. Just give them the facts and a beer. I'm going to go have one. Hope you do, too. Have a great day. Stay tuned. More Civic Media ahead. Mr. Zomers, thank you so very much. Thanks for all of your calls. We'll see you back here tomorrow at noon on the Todd Allbolt Show. Until then, keep banging your drum.
Banging on your drum.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio.
refreshed. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldiger. Authorities.